Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and this is a very short podcast on the Olympus DM520. Others have made podcasts on this recorder, and they have described the layout of the recorder, the battery charging, and lots of things people need to know. The only reason I'm doing this podcast is that there are some things I wanted to do to really show the flexibility of this recorder. At this moment, I am using the Olympus DM520 to make this introduction. This is a compilation of short files that I have done to demonstrate different things, and I'm simply linking them together in this podcast so that they're all in one place. So with no further ado, we start with Neil outside on his front porch at night, listening to crickets and talking about some of the things he likes about this recorder. Hello. I'm out on my front porch, listening to the crickets late at night. This is the Olympus DM520. I'm in the wide microphone position. This recorder has, among other things, an ability to adjust... Ouch, mosquito just bit me. Has the ability to adjust the microphones in a virtual, electronic way, not physically. You can't move them. But electronically, you have various widths of microphone, all the way from mono to narrow to normal to wide. And what's interesting, and I'm not sure whether I like it or not, but I think I do, is that even if you're using external mics, if I'm using my DPA microphones and I'm in normal, they sound normal. If I'm in what they call Zoom, they sound like they're in mono, which is what they are, because that's what Zoom is. You've zoomed in to one source. Airplane going over in the distance. If, however, you are in wide, the mics actually sound like they're further apart than they normally would. So that's kind of interesting. You don't have to use it. You can turn it off if you want and just go back to normal. The other thing, well, there are a lot of things I like about this recorder. One of them is that the auto gain for the microphone is very good. You can record manually, manual level, but the auto gain is good enough that I normally use it, and that's unheard of for Neil. I normally don't like auto gain. I like limiters, but auto gain supposedly raises the floor and knocks down the upper end, or the louder sounds. This does it subtly enough that you don't notice it, or you hardly notice it. So it's very good at that, and there are a lot more things I like about this. In fact, I might have to make some more recordings. It works very well with a lot of external microphones I have. You're not getting a whole lot of information about how quiet the microphone preamps are out here with all the crickets in the background, and you're really not getting a sense of how widespread the crickets are because they sort of come from all around. You really can't hear a direction of them for the most part. Anyway, this is this test. Maybe there'll be more. Hello again. Now I'm using an external mic with the DM520 Olympus recorder. I'm on low mic attenuation. This is a Radio Shack microphone headset that I'm using. I can't give you a model number because I've had it for a long time, but this recorder works well with a lot of these, not just Radio Shack ones. A lot of headsets like this will work. You either have to have a headset that has a plug for the microphone and a plug for the headphones, or you do what I do and use a Y cord, because what I'm using is a microphone that was designed for cell phones, and it only has one sub-mini plug on it, so I had to jerry-rig a couple adapters. As I said, I'm on low mic. I'm on Zoom, so this is basically mono. It's actually a stereo file in that there physically is a right and left channel. It's just that both channels have been panned to the middle, so it sounds like it's mono. If you really wanted a mono recording, you would put this in some sort of editor like SoundForge, Goldwave, Studio Recorder, Sonar, whatever, and make it a mono recording. I'll give you a few seconds to listen to noise. There obviously is some, but it's pretty quiet, actually. This is not the quietest mic in the world, so much of what you're hearing is the microphone. Well, all right, this ends this test of the external Radio Shack mic. Now perhaps we can move on to something else. And now this is the internal microphone of the Olympus 520. I'm about 5 inches from the microphone, not talking directly into it, for reasons we'll get to later, having to do with blowing into it, popping into it, etc. It's a very nice sounding microphone. It's a bit crisp. It's a bit high on the upper end in terms of frequency response, higher than most normal mics, because it's a speech mic, and it obviously works for other things as well. But if you wanted to hear the exact sound of something you recorded, you probably wouldn't get it from this recorder because it's going to sound much more trebly than the real sound did. If you don't mind that, that's not a problem. Again, let me give you a couple seconds of silence and you can see what that's like. Now I could talk louder, and so my voice relative to the hiss would be less, and notice I'm not tripping the auto gain control. It's doing just fine, sitting here making sure I'm not being distorted. So there you have the internal microphone of the DM520 in what they call Zoom, which sounds much like mono. Okay, this next recording is going to try to approximate for you the different kinds of mic separation you can get. There is a setting on the recorder which allows you to zoom, to have narrow microphones so they're close together virtually, wide setting, or off, which is normal setting. So basically you have 4 settings: mono, narrow, normal, and wide. I'm going to play a bit of James Taylor, I hope he doesn't mind. And I'm going to start out on zoom, then narrow, then normal, then wide, and see if you can tell any difference.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog,
hound dog,
snooping round my door.
Hound dog,
you ain't nothing but a hound dog,
hound dog.
You've been snooping round my door,
hound dog.
You can wag your tail, ain't gonna fit you no more.
Hound dog,
you ain't nothing but a hound dog. Ain't gonna fit you no more.
Hound dog,
you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Hound dog,
snooping round my door.
Hound dog,
you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Hound dog,
you been snooping round my door.
Hound dog,
you can wag your tail.
And now I have the zoom set to the off position with regard to mic separation. So you can hear that I'm in the left channel, you can hear that I'm in the right channel. So it picks up quite a bit of spread, even in its normal position, and there is a wider position yet to go. So let's listen now to the noise in the background. There's some. This is a totally quiet room. There's nothing you can hear in this room other than me. Otherwise, there'd be other sounds covering up that noise in the most likely situation. All right, there you have that recording. Let's see what else we can find to do. And now I'm recording both into the Olympus DM520 and the Bookport recorder. What you're hearing now is the Olympus. Now let's switch to the Bookport. This is the Bookport. I'm holding them both exactly the same distance from me. And let's now stop and listen to noise, and in the process go back to the Olympus. That is what I've done. This is the Olympus recorder. It is a little more focused in that these microphones are cardioid, as opposed to the book port, which we're going back to now. The book port has an omnidirectional microphone. By the way, I'm recording in Zoom or mono on the Olympus so as to compare with the mono mic in the book port. All right, enough of that. Let's go find some other mischief to get into. And now I'm going to demonstrate one of the things I don't like about this recorder. I'm holding it directly in front of me. I'm probably 4 or 5 inches away from it. And if I'm not careful, if I say something with the word pee in it, or blow into it by breathing, that gets picked up. And if you try to normalize the file, you really can't do it easily because those popping sounds are louder in terms of overall response than the sound itself. And this recorder doesn't come with a windscreen. In fact, it would be very hard to find a windscreen, even if you made one, that would fit on it because the record button and the headphone jack are so close to where the microphones are that you wouldn't be able to find enough room to slip a windscreen on it. And I've tried some of my windscreens, and it takes quite a windscreen to really dampen the blowing and popping into it. So, and even if you move it around in the air in your room, you hear that wind noise. So that is the real drawback, as far as I can see, with this recorder. It really is almost impossible to do anything with outside unless it's totally quiet, or unless you figure out some way to do a windscreen. And now we end this podcast exactly where we began, outside, except now it's daytime. And normally there's all kinds of cicadas and crickets around, but today, for some reason, just because I'm making a podcast, there aren't any here. The part of the file you just heard was low in volume because of what I said on the recording. The popping sounds were at zero, and they were so much louder than my speech that the speech was way down in volume. I didn't want to end with that because it's kind of a negative thing, so I decided to end out here on my front porch. Hope you've enjoyed these little file segments, and I think you'll find this a very nice recorder. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, saying so long, have a nice day.